there. Some were proud in their elegant shrouds, and some were cold and bare. When we asked the gaunt one fair, as she smiled with a vacant stare, when the moon is high in a cloudless sky, said a skeleton standing there. I'd like some hearts to set a miser old, 'cause my wife had a heart of gold. You eat liver, you Indian giver, for her body you have sold. I love liver, cried a witch in a jitter, as she rolled the mats from her hair. There's enough for all, said a vampire tall, on a dissecting table there. A monster sobbed that he couldn't eat, as he held his head in his hands. I lost my head in a vampire's bed in Vegas at the Sands. A mummy stood in a case nearby. He heaved the most unearthly sigh. He talked like a corpse with a broken head. I cannot eat because I'm dead. So you can't eat, you dried up lush, screamed a witch, why don't you hush? A hippo stew is our delight. We'd rather eat, she shrilled, than fight. The beautiful corpse of a woman fair sat in a casket across the chair. Let's all have noodle soup, she said. I'm simply wild about chopped head. A group of vampires moan disgust. This eating stuff is not for us. For we are blue bloods through and through. So give us blood, a quart or two. Wyatt screamed, the monster tall. Just a bunch of dandies, all. We must not fight, here comes the light. We'll have to feast tomorrow night.
Tired of living, want to die? Well, here's a real good reason why.
The graveyard walk.
It all begins about 12 o'clock, when the graves all open and we start to rock.
Graveyard rock.
It's cool.
Graveyard rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock. Every night is just like Halloween, as you rock and roll this graveyard scene.
Graveyard rock.
It's cool.
Graveyard rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock. Never had such fun since the day I died, when they pumped me full of formaldehyde.
Graveyard rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock.
Party's over, boys.
So close those coffin lids.
Well, there was a party going on at the mummy's house. Everything was going fine until somebody stepped on the mummy's foot. Hip was Franklin Stein. I started fighting.
Doo-pop, doo-pop.
I started fighting.
Doo-pop, doo-pop.
I started feeling and a dealing and a fussing and a fighting. Everybody was there. There was a Frankenstein, a wolfman, a Dracula, a old lady in a rocking chair. They started fighting.
They
started fighting.
They
started reeling and a dealing and a fussing and a fighting all night long. Yeah!
This is Dracula speaking. Bark to mama the night on the Yule vein. Get the taste of the blood. Yeah.
Then Dracula said to Frankenstein,
talk about mommy, he's a friend of mine.
Then Wolfman jumped up in his face.
Do you wanna take his place?
Oh, party going on at the mummy's house. Everybody was there. There was a Frankenstein, a Wolfman, a Dracula, a old lady in a rocking chair to start a fight.
Do what? Do what?
Start a fight.
You, Jim.
Oh, you know me, man. Like later, Jack.
Later, with that bum leg, you can't even mash potatoes.
Well, there's going to be a party tonight.
Rock, rock to the Frankenstein's rock.
Come one and all, you are all invited.
Rock, rock to the Frankenstein's rock.
My Beetlejuice actually sounds a lot like a sling blade.
It does.
Remarkably similar.
With marbles in your mouth.
Young warlock, you shouldn't be having
her. This is a monster party up in here, Friday before Halloween. Every year I do the Monster Mash show. Got some new material this year. And believe it or not, for those careful listeners out there, not even playing the original Monster Mash. I'm playing a version that sounds almost exactly the same, but by a different guy. Not Bobby Boris Pickett. But there will be the Monster Swim. If you stick around long enough, we'll do the Christmas Monster Jam. We got the Monster Rap. We got the Monster Hop.
Wait, the Monster Rap is by Bobby Boris.
Oh, yeah. No, okay. We're definitely going to play some Bobby Boris Pickett.
Right.
Yeah. I just figure that everyone has the Monster Mash so deeply ingrained in their mind.
Mapped into the synapses.
That it's almost a dream state when you play it. So I want people to... Every song be like, is this the monster? No, it's not actually the Monster Mash. This is Frankenstein's party.
Trick or treat.
It's a bit of a trick.
It's a treat. The elephant in the room is the Monster Mash that is not being played.
Totally. Well, every year I give Stavros shit, or I tease him because he finds monsterism very erotic.
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm incredibly aroused.
Are you just...
I'm not being anything.
I'm trolling him.
Yes.
About women that he might be interested in.
No, it's just like, you know,
horrible insult to.
Well, like when you're a teenager, like your body's out of control, and you're just like at a party, and you're.
Sling Blade.
It's a little bit like Sling Blade. No, I'm just saying, you're Frankenstein, you're sort of this lumbering sexual being.
Right.
You know, interested in mashing your genitals against the other monsters.
It's like the Spanish expression, hacer el monstruo.
Hacer el monstruo.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very
to make
familiar.
The monster. Yeah.
We had the jam at the mortuary by Grizz Green, Graveyard Rock by Tarantula Ghoul, The Mummy's Ball by The Verdicts, Frankenstein's Party by The Swingin' Phillies. And next up, we're going to have the Monster Hop with Bert Convey. But before, I think Stavros and I were talking about we should form a satanic doo-wop group where we just play all these songs.
Dip, 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 and
go to proms and stuff. Try to get booked. And like Carrie-style proms.
Or just stand outside the gym, you know.
I'm sure you guys won't get arrested at all.
No, I mean, we're just a doo-wop group.
How you doing? Hey, you been to Saturn?
Wah, 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 wah.
You want to see my sandworm?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm totally also going to name check myself. This is Mai and Charlie.
Hey, Mai.
Just
hey,
because, Mai. You know, they'll be like, there's a female voice. That's totally not Stavros.
Well, yeah, it could be Stavros casting his voice. You never
know.
That's
true.
Yeah.
Part of his monsterism. Well, there's a party going on in the background here. We're having our own monster party at the Secret Alley.
Mm-hmm.
I am dressed as Beetlejuice.
Indeed.
And Mai, your costume?
I'm Yayoi Kusama.
Yayoi Kusama.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Juice. Yeah.
Yayoi Kusama juice.
Gross.
It's gross.
She's an 87-year-old woman. Dignity, dudes. Dignity.
Yeah. Well, that's what tonight's all about, you know.
We're going to keep going with some more monster jams here on BFF.FM. This is Teenage Tragedies every Friday from 11 to midnight.
Strange noises coming from a house on the hill. So I crept up to the window and looked over the sill. My heart almost stopped, I nearly died of fright. By the dim candlelight I saw the strangest sight. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop. The bats were flying and the moon was full. The crazy witch doctor was dancing with a ghoul. The organ was was playing, but no one was there. And the headless horseman was combing his hair. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too. Dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. The oil of the vampire was doing the pop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop. That empty house up on the hill, the night I saw the monsters dancing, ooh, what a thrill. The wind did howl, the night was black, I nearly lost my mind, I'm never ever going back. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop.
All right, Igor, you take the mummy's head and twist right. I'll take the mummy's feet and twist left, and we'll produce some mummy juice. All right, now let's twist again, like we did last summer. Let's twist again, like we did last year. Oh dear, do you remember when we first squeezed the mummy? Let's twist again. Mummy time is here. Now round and round, up and down we go again. And we'll produce the juice that we love so. And then let's twist again, like we did last summer. Let's twist again, like we did last year. Remember last summer, Igor, when we twisted that fellow right out of his skin? Ooh, what's that flying around up there? Is it a bat?
No!
Is it a vampire?
No!
Is it the twister?
Ah!
Let's twist again. It's the mummy season. Let's twist again, like we did last year. Do you remember when we first started squeezing, Igor? Let's twist again, mummy time is here, oh dear. And round and round and up and down, oh okay. And we'll produce the juice that we love so. And then, let's twist again, like we did last summer. Let's twist again, like we did last year. One more time, let's twist again. Mummy time is here.
Frankenstein, where's the wine?
I'm the face, is this the place?
I'm the shadow in the shade, it's Ray.
Yeah.
invited to a party. Come along now.
Let's go down to the haunted house. Gonna be a party there tonight. All the zombies who dig cha-cha-cha, 1 o'clock they're gonna come in sight.
Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha,
cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Have you ever seen a swinging ghost? Cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Wow, those zombies are the most. There's one chick in the zombie tribe. Everybody calls her Nervous Flo. When she's shaken, we all lose our minds. All to see that crazy zombie go.
Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha,
cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Have you ever seen a swinging ghost? Cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Wow, those zombies are the most. They won't stop till the moon goes down, till the morning sun comes into view. They'll be crying as they disappear, 'cause they love to cha-cha-cha with you.
Cha-cha-cha,
cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Have you ever seen a swinging ghost? Cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Wow, those zombies are the most. Wow, those zombies are the most.
Aren't you glad you came now?
The object of the limbo dance is to go under the stick, arms, legs, and all. Well, now, I've got a way to make it easy. If you are a limbo fool, listen to a limbo ghoul. If the limbo game you play, do the limbo the easy way. Jack be simple, Jack be sick, Jack go under the limbo stick. To get in the limbo swim, tear your partner limb from limb.
Grab her, Igor. Grab her. Don't let her get away. Hey, back here, my dear. My dear, how sick can you get, eh?
First you pull off a limbo hand to the tune of the limbo band. Then you pull off a limbo feet, but don't miss the limbo beat. Jack be simple, Jack be sick, Jack go under the limbo stick. All around the limbo clock, do the limb from limbo rock. Now you pull off a limbo arm, but you pull with a limbo charm, of course. Then you pull off a limbo leg, or you lay a limbo egg. Jack be simple, Jack be sick, Jack go under the limbo stick. All around the limbo clock, do the limb from limbo rock.
I told you it was easier when they have no arms and legs, eh? Did I tell you that? Well, you're all sick now, every last one of you. They'll come and take you away tomorrow morning.
Let go there. That's my leg you're pulling there, my boy. I'm the teacher. Mustn't pull the teacher's leg off, eh?
Are you tickling me? Cut that out. That's the only arm I've got on that side.
Now you kids gather around, 'cause at this house there is something special going down. die.
It was a big turnout, came all his friends. Everybody came with intentions to bop. The weak must sit and the strong must rock. They were rocking, they were rocking, they were bopping. Everybody was rocking and a bopping to the madhouse jump. The witch doctor came about 11 o'clock. The purple people leader was blowing his top. Then walked the preacher from the black lagoon. The old wolf man started humming a tune. They were rocking, they were rocking. Everybody was rocking and I'm bobbing to the madhouse jump. Frankenstein. The drums started jumping, they were having a time. The old hunchback started ringing his bells. He looked at Frank and began to yell. Everybody was rocking and a bopping to the madhouse jump. Dr. Jekyll introduced Mr. Hyde. Then the whole joint started going wild. I chased Dracula all around the room. He reached in the corner and he grabbed a broom. They were rocking. Everybody was rocking and a bobbing to the madhouse jump.
Monsterism continues here on Teenage Tragedies. Monster Tragedies, Teenage Monsters on BFF.fm every Friday from 11 to midnight. And we are having our own monster party here at the Secret Alley.
There was a party going on at the mama's old house. Everybody was feeling fine.
Chair dancing number one. Woo!
Chair dancing. Woo! Yeah, we're doing some chair dancing. We're having our own monster hop in our own chairs. All you monsters out there, all you guys and ghouls.
In the electric chair.
Yeah, in the electric chair.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a monster hop. he was a monster. Killed so many people.
What?
Sling Blade.
If anyone's ever been to Musée Mécanique in San Francisco, they have the Uncle Fester electrocution machine from like the 90s, and it's an actual I think it delivers a mild electroshock, but it keeps ramping up, and it's like a macho thing to see how long you can hold on to.
Really?
It
really? I had no idea.
Kind of makes you feel good after, though, I think, because it severs some of your neurons.
Well, you didn't seem like you felt good after you held on to Uncle Fester's hands
after you barfed a
for
little
like
bit,
5 minutes. Like you told me you felt like you had a sort of like quasi-lobotomy experience.
Yeah, right. And then I couldn't find my way home. So,
good times.
Good times. Yeah. Recommended.
Tell us more about these true stories.
Tell us more. The Monster Hop by Bert Convy. Let's Twist Again. That was Give Us the Juice, the Mummy Juice. Let's twist the mummy into a kind of a juice drink.
Just sort of wring out its rags.
Yeah, just nasty. Yeah, the bandages, you know, yeah, like a
squeeze them out.
You know, I heard that for any male chicks that are born from eggs, they just put them in a blender.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
And this is because they can't bear any other eggs of their own.
Uh-huh.
Interesting fact on Halloween. Then we had what else? We have Cha Cha. We had Monster Party by Bill Doggett. We had Cha Cha with the Zombies by the Upperclassmen. Limb from Limbo Rock by John Zacherle.
Mm-hmm.
At the House of Frankenstein by Big B Corngay.
Mm-hmm.
And and Madhouse Jump by the Day Fighters. Any more erotic thoughts? Is this bringing up any further fantasy?
It's hard to put into words because, you know, those drives
are so deep.
They're so deep and they're mute. They sort of express themselves in their own way.
If you could express, though, a Monster Party eroticism, at what would you be? Would you be Frankenstein, the Wolfman, Dracula, or his son? Dracula's
or
son.
A mummy. Yeah, that could be really interesting.
Or a mummy.
My mummy.
Yeah.
You know, my mummy.
I think I kind of like Wolfman because there's the dichotomy.
You're sort of hairy, too. Like, your toes are hairy.
There's, like, animalistic, I guess, too.
Yeah. Well, sort of man by day, you know, wolf
versus
by night.
Versus, like, kind of dead, like, zombie. It's kind of, like, not that sexy.
That's true. That isn't that sexy. But I do like the sort of endless drive to achieve a goal that the zombies have.
Yeah.
The focus.
Right.
You know?
I really admire that, actually. I'd like to get some more of that.
Yeah, it's sort of like grad school. They're just looking for brains. Just looking for brains.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Delicious brains.
Food for thought, all you kids out there. what monster would you like to be and why? What do you want to emulate? Think about it. Write an essay. Send it to the Secret Alley here in San Francisco. I'm sure I'll receive it. This is BFF.FM. You're listening to Teenage Tragedies. We're having a monster party here. We are live every Friday from 11 to midnight, unless I'm not in town, and then you get a repeat, but still tune in, or at least tune in for Stavros' show.
Hey, Stavros.
Too Cold to Cry. Or Maya's show. Maya's, when your show?
Maya and Charlie, 4 to 6 p.m., and of course, everyone here listens to it.
I hope so. 4 to 6 p.m., what day?
On Saturday.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
What? And I'm covering Iceland Airwaves, because I know all about Icelandic music.
She's
basically
cool. She's really cool.
I'm really into Icelandic music, in case you haven't heard.
Well, we're going to go back to playing the least cool thing I can think of, which is Monster Party music. And we got the Monster Rap coming up on BFF.FM.
My name is Boris, and back in 62, the Crypt Kickers and I brought the Monster Mash to you. But now it's a different bag, and mashing is a drag. When the lights grow dim, we now do the Monster Swim. All you would-be monsters, come on in. Boris is going to show you how to Monster Swim. Something like the zombie, but not so slow. A lot like the grave digger, but not so low. We can't do the monkey or even the dog, 'cause they've both been eaten by the blob.
We do the swim.
It's a poolside smash.
The monster swim.
It's bigger than the man. Here we are swimming under the full moon, the werewolf and the creature from the Black Lagoon. Dracula, what do you think of my new smash?
Whatever happened to the Monster Mash?
It's not a swim.
It's a poolside smash.
The Monster Swim.
It's bigger than the mash. Frankie and Igor are a welcome sight. Vampire flying in out of the night. Even the Beatles are shaking their domes, dancing to the swim band of the Rolling Bones.
They do the swim.
poolside smash. It's bigger than the mash. Better than the man, it's out of sight.
Through my mailbox, a letter dropped, an invitation to a rock and roll hop, sent to me by a friend of mine who lives in a castle with Frankenstein. Got to the castle about a quarter to eight, swam the moat and climbed the gate. I knocked on the door and went in the hall where the Monsters Union was having a ball. Tonight and dig a rock and roll band. The band was gray and the floor was wide. Creepy cats rocking side by side. Up one side, down the other. Dracula was dancing with Frankenstein's mother. The joint was jumpy, really moving around. When all of a sudden, I heard a weird sound. Bebop the bam and a bebop the bee. The purple people eater was eating on me. Tonight and dig a rock and roll band. Dinner was served about a quarter to ten. A headless waiter was a bringing it in. I got a funny feeling in the bottom of my tummy. For sitting on my right was a big fat mummy. Party was over, time to go. Igor turned the lights down low. They all had a ball, blowing the gaskets. But now it was time, back to the caskets.
Igor, Igor, funny little man, standing there grinning with a shovel in your hand. Igor, Igor, what's your plan?
Going out tonight and dig a rock and roll man.
Igor, Igor.
Well, I'm the same stone floor, the catch it on the floor. More, 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 the caveman's going to yell, aga, aga, boo, aga, boo, boo, aga, 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 boo, aga, boo, boo, aga. That means we're rocking at the caveman, huh? Well, all the cats are decked out in leopard skin coats. All the gals are wearing skin from goats yelling, aga, aga, boo, aga, boo, boo, aga,
aga, aga, boo, aga, boo, boo, aga.
That means we're rocking at the caveman, huh? Well, you'll meet your old friends like a alley-oop. He'll walk into the bar to give a big gourd and goop and yell, aga, aga, boo, aga, boo, boo, aga,
aga, aga, boo, aga, boo, boo, aga.
That means we're rocking at the key man, huh?
This alley-oop dragging Millie across the floor. She's yelling more, 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 more. Alley-oop likes what Millie has got, cause what she's got is hot.
Like an alley-oop, he'll walk into the bar to get a good gourd, a goop and yell, aga, aga, boo, aga, boo, boo, aga,
aga, aga, boo, aga, boo, boo, aga.
That means we're rocking at the key now, huh? Well, you can park your dinosaur on the lawn outside.
Zombie.
Zombie,
zombie,
baby, lay your back
to me. Then we will do the zombie, do the zombie. Yeah.
Storm of fiendish glee. The thing from outer space, and they did destroy the five-fingered beast at the time of his life, and threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife.
We had ooh, heart of party. We had ooh, heart of party. Everybody
got a look at a real zombie. Known as a rockin' zombie. She said she was headed for a record hop and I asked if I wanted to come and bop. I said, okay, this I have to see. Me making drag with the rockin' zombie. We split for the tombs and we did hear the rockin' sound coming out of the beer. We entered the tomb and I had a glance. I noticed the cats had a real cool dance.
Vampire's Ball, here in Transylvania, in the castle hall. One by one, you'll meet my guests, so don't be frightened, it's all in jest. Hello there, Casamoco, how are you?
I'm trying to do the water, so curry.
Very nice, keep at it, my boy. We'll do the twist and the Popeye move. The locomotion, mashed potato too. Now meet my monsters, one by one. Oh, I'm so glad they all could come. Igor.
Hello there, Dracula. How are you?
I'm fine, Doctor. What are you doing?
I'm doing the mashed potato.
Oh, goody, I love to do that. Very nice, keep at it. There is Igor, he's doing the twist. My good friend Caris, he wouldn't miss. The Wolfman does quite a dance. These my friends, all in a trance. Oh yes, my friends, trance-loving a twist is old-fashioned.
Oh, sit down.
never seen again.
An elevator takes you down. It's 40 floors beneath the ground. It's like you're sitting in there. Oxygen is sitting there. And a high. Pull up a tombstone and sit down. Frankenstein will do out here. Then you will get your favorite dish, a chocolate covered octopus.
It's now the mash. It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard.
Some cats even had wings. They kept shouting, "Mash good," and all them weird things. I was sweating at the forehead. I was shaking at the knees. Won't somebody wake me, please? Boris arrived, walking out of the mist, and introduced me as the honored guest. The coffin bangers were beginning to wail, and the drinks they served made a Bloody Mary look pale. They were all much friendlier than you would expect. And not once did a vampire make a pass at my neck. All the zombies were there, fresh out of their graves. And Wolfman, as usual, was needing a shave. I was scared a while. I was ready to scream. Won't somebody get me out of this dream? I couldn't believe this was happening to me. Didn't know I was dreaming, and I was scared as could be. They were friendly enough, but that didn't help a bit. And as soon as I could, I was planning to split. I snuck past the mummy, wasn't noticed at all. And out through the door, making tracks down the hall. I awoke from my dream, hit the floor like a flash, hoping never again to ride that nightmare mash. I was shaking in my boots. I was like jelly in a cup. Won't somebody please wake me up?
It was the night before Christmas when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Janusz, a brace for Igor's back, a speed shaver for Wolfman, a new cape for Drac. They were up to no good. Didn't act like good monsters should. They'd found themselves a new prey. They planned to rob